Today for New Talent Tuesday, I have some of the students and teachers from Brentwood School to talk about the sports activities they've been up to lately. I have Jack, Ian, Jess, Alexandra and Mr. Gamester. Hello everyone, how are you all?
Good, thank you.
Very good, thank you, Georgia.
We're going to go first to Jack to talk about fencing. And I understand you've been doing fencing for quite a long time, Jack. How did you get into that sport?
Well, it was when I first joined the senior school. I tried to go into as many clubs as possible, see what I enjoyed. I found fencing and I've loved it ever since.
And can you explain for anybody who doesn't know much about fencing, hasn't ever taken part in fencing, how does that work normally pre-lockdown? How do you do that safely?
So there's three weapons, foil, epee and sabre. And I do foil. And so there's different rules for all three. For foil, for the one I do, the target is the torso, and you can only hit the torso to gain a point.
Okay.
In epee, you can hit anywhere with the point, and then you get a point. And then in sabre, anywhere above the waist, and you can use the whole blade, so you can sort of slash, then it's a point.
Okay, interesting. Whilst I was at university, I watched some tournaments of fencing. I find it so interesting. They have sort of little buzzers to be able to test who actually got their point in first. I had no clue what was going on, but it was great to watch.
Yeah, it's very fast paced.
You have been obviously continuing with your fencing during lockdown. I understand you're at a very high level now, so practicing a lot. How have you had to adapt your practicing to make sure you can keep up and maintain that skill during lockdown?
Well, you can't fence with anyone at the minute, so you need to focus a lot on yourself. So that's where like the physical aspect comes into it quite a bit. So we've been doing quite a bit of physical work to make sure that we're staying in shape. So when the season comes back, we're ready.
Do you still have any of your training sessions? Do you still have any sort of virtual classes, or is it mainly just being set tasks and focusing on your own like physical health?
So in a typical week, I usually do 4 Zoom sessions. So where it's like this class who usually all fence together, and we usually do like physical activities together. So we're all on Zoom and it's just a way of seeing each other.
That's great to keep up the social side. Of course, that's really important as well. Ian, I understand that you also fence, don't you?
Yeah, slightly different weapon though. I do sabre, which is the most fast paced of all of them.
Ah, okay. Is there any rivalry between the different types? Do you all think your type is the best?
I think so. Maybe he thinks wrong. I don't know.
Jack's nodding.
Yeah, so I train, I think, twice a week actually fencing, and then I have a few sessions of strength and conditioning.
And are you similar to Jack in the sense of sort of your virtual classes with other students? Are they training together and about more the sort of team aspect and keeping the social side of the sport up?
Yeah, so I have a club in London. I have virtual sessions there, but also British Fencing themselves have provided sessions for us on Saturdays and Sundays just to help us through. They do mentally stuff for that some strength and conditioning and then some fencing as well.
That's great. I understand both of you compete in competitions. Has that been able to continue during lockdown?
No, unfortunately, we're not allowed to compete. The World Championships were called off, and the European and World Championships this year, the government has told us that we're not allowed to go. And so, I mean, it's a shame for some people. I've obviously really wanted to go, but you know,
can't do much about it, can you? Particularly what interests me about that, I assumed you'd say that they weren't allowed to go ahead. Particularly what I was thinking for you with that, of course, you're upper sixth. So what does that mean for competitions next year? Are you going to miss your last under 18s opportunity?
So I was very lucky that I've just transitioned into junior competitions. So I was previously in cadets. I just did my European Championships and then I was allowed to go to juniors. But obviously a lot of people have been missing out on their cadet European Worlds, which is like a very, I would be devastated in that position.
Absolutely. That would be so annoying.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope to continue when the new season comes, but I don't know when that is.
And for either you or Jack, how can you get started with fencing if someone was looking for a new sport to take up? Why would you advise them to take up fencing?
So when I started fencing, from my perspective, I had it in primary school and we were doing just plastic swords, so it wasn't very serious. Obviously you go into there with a preconception of, oh, you know, it's going to be like Star Wars, Pirates of the Caribbean. I really wanted to do something like that. And it was really unique as a sport. And so in that way, I think it's just something, you know, that adds to your character. You know, it's a cool thing to say. And also it is a bit like Star Wars and Pirates of the Caribbean if you want to get stuck into it. Yeah.
It is a little bit. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. So if you're interested in learning to fight like a pirate,
yeah,
absolutely take up fencing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or a Jedi, you know, whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much. Alexandra, we'll come to you next. You have been taking part in Super Saturdays. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yes, so Super Saturdays, they're workouts every Saturday morning. They last about 30 to 35 minutes and Mr. Gamester leads them. So we have different rounds, some are like power and cardio. And it's really fun because it's like the first thing to start your weekend.
That sounds like a great idea. And do you take part with all your friends as well? Is it a virtual thing where you can see everyone taking part?
Yes. So the link is put on our Google Classroom. So we can log on at 9:30 in the morning and then start. And then it's like on Zoom, so we can see everyone's faces.
And what's your favourite part of Super Saturdays? Is there a particular sort of drill or activity that you really enjoy?
I like at the end when we do like the cardio, because some of the other ones are like stretching and stuff, but that one, it really gets my heart beating.
Okay, that's interesting. What do you think has been the benefit for doing Super Saturday? I believe you normally do workouts on Saturday mornings anyway, is that right, at Brentwood?
Yes, in person, we have different like sports on Saturday mornings. I usually do swimming outside of school then. So because of the lockdown, I haven't been able to do that.
Okay.
But because of the Super Saturday workouts, I've still been able to do some exercise during the lockdown.
Absolutely. I think that's really important. So many people, unfortunately, can't keep doing their sport. Things like fencing or running, they've been able to adapt and find ways to still do it. But there are some that you just can't do unless you have a full length pool in your house. I think it's probably pretty difficult to carry on with things like that. So have you found it's been a really good substitute, both mentally and physically, to be able to have something like that?
Yes, definitely.
And coming to Jess, finally, you've also got a different sport to tell us about, haven't you?
Yeah. I do cross country, but I also do hockey and netball, but obviously...
Is that because of lockdown?
Yeah, well, I still do hockey and netball, but it's been a lot harder to do hockey, obviously, because I don't really have, like, an AstroTurf in my garden. So I think running's a lot easier, and it's a lot easier to adapt, definitely, with the lockdown.
Are you similar to Jack and Ian as well with having sort of sessions with your team still, just sort of to keep up the physical sort of training side of it, but also to keep up the social side of it?
School's been really good with all the clubs, and they've still continued all the clubs after school over Zoom. So I've been doing EPP, which is the elite personal program for athletes. So I've been doing that on a Wednesday, which helps the strength and conditioning. And I've also been doing the super workouts on Saturday.
Amazing. So when it comes to running, are you doing that on your own mainly? Cross country, sort of, is that done with the school or is that just that you enjoy running?
Well, I do enjoy running and I normally go 3 times a week whenever I can, really. And I like to clear my mind just really to get out of the house. It's because I spend a lot of time on the screen. But I've also been doing virtual fixtures with school, which has kind of motivated me more to get out of the house because it's a competition. So.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely does always help when you know that you're going to be up against people. Explain a little bit how are you doing virtual competitions with running?
So I have a running app on my phone called Strava, which you can also do cycling on, and you can record anything you want. And then they set a distance that they want us to run, normally 3K or something around that. And I run that, and then I record it on Strava, I take a screenshot and I upload it to Google Classroom or on Google Sheets.
Why do you think that your sports have helped you during lockdown? Do you think that having any sort of hobby, but particularly cross country, has been particularly useful for whilst you're in isolation?
Yeah, it's been really nice just to get out away from the screen and out from the house. And definitely going outside, it helps clear my mind and it benefits your mental and physical health. So I find that's kind of just a benefit as well from doing sport.
Definitely, yeah. And finally, Mr. Gamester, why would you recommend sports to anybody listening thinking to find a new hobby?
I mean, for me, it doesn't matter what sport you do, the benefits you're going to get. I mean, everyone talks about the physical side, of course, but it's that mental side. It's that sort of the feeling you get after doing. It can be a workout, it can be a netball game. you know, any type of activity, the endorphins that get released after, you can't beat that feeling. So I don't think it matters what the sport is. I just think that feeling of, you know, not even just competing, the feeling of doing the exercise, I think it's just so powerful.
I completely agree. I mean, finding something that you love, because as you say, benefits to any sort of sport, whether that's physical, mental, they're all so helpful that it's really important to find something that you love. So to anybody listening who doesn't have a sport that they love, lockdown is a great time to find something that you love, to find a sport that you really enjoy. And yeah, just get practicing whilst in lockdown. Thank you so much to everyone for talking to me today, to Mr. Gamester, but also to Jack, Ian, Jess and Alexandra. It's been great to have you on the show for New Talent Tuesday.
Thank you very much for having it. It was great, you know, having us. It was great to speak about our sport. It's great to hear the students talk so passionately about their disciplines. And we really enjoyed it. So thank you.